All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my update for Thursday, January 7th. What a crazy last 24 hours we've had, right? I'm obviously not talking about how John Ossoff defeated David Perdue yesterday, giving Democrats control of the Senate, or even about Joe Biden's victory being cemented in Congress in the wee hours of the morning this morning. All this news, of course, has been overshadowed by the absolute chaos that ensued yesterday when a bunch of idiot rioters decided to storm the Capitol. I mean, how the heck does this happen? What a disgrace to the police force there. What an absolute disgrace. I mean, look at this. Look at this. The police just walking side by side, doing nothing, not forming a line. It's absolutely disgraceful. And as you know, these idiots decided to storm the Capitol while members of Congress were debating the objections put forth by Senator Ted Cruz and the gang to the presidential election results in Arizona and Pennsylvania. Among these idiots was Fur and Horn Man, a bunch of guys with MAGA hats and beards. Speaking of guys with beards, there was this guy who was otherwise unremarkable, but I just want to clarify that this guy is not me. And then there's this. Shouldn't there be a law against this? I mean, this is a treasonous flag in the United States Capitol. And by the way, I think it's ridiculous that so many people have some kind of romanticized notion of the Confederacy. I mean, it was a treasonous, unrecognized, racist, breakaway state that lasted four freaking years and had its butt handed to it in the Civil War. I mean, it was a complete failure. Politically, morally, militarily, why would people want to be associated with it? That's frankly beyond me. But it'd be like if I wore this Dodgers shirt around, right? And the Dodgers were like complete losers, right? And they're also dead. Which is not true, of course, because they won the World Series this past October. Anyway, in the description below, I put the names of the 147 Republican members of Congress who voted to sustain one or both objections to the challenge to the election results in Arizona and Pennsylvania. Kevin McCarthy, top House Republican, was so bold as to suggest last night that it may have been left-wing rioters who stormed the Capitol. Sure, Kevin, sure. These individuals are doing their party no favors, just as Donald Trump has done his party no favors since November 3rd. If you're a Republican out there, you should frankly be hating Donald Trump more than Democrats do right now. Matter of fact, Donald Trump is the best thing that has happened to the Democratic Party in the past 2 months. Donald Trump has single-handedly not only divided the Republican Party between Trump loyalists and those who are over Trump, but he has left the Republican Party bereft of hardly any power at the federal level. He has questioned the election process nationwide, especially in Georgia. He threatened the Georgia Secretary of State, saying it's a risk to him if he didn't give Trump more votes, right? And let's not forget who's the guy who put Mitch McConnell and Republican senators in the lose-lose position of having to take a position on $2,000 stimulus checks. Not saying $2,000 stimulus checks are a bad idea. It's just an incredibly bad idea if you had any concern whatsoever for Republicans retaining the Senate. Whatever legacy conservatives think that Trump could have left is sure to be obliterated by Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, and not through mere executive order as Trump played president, but through legislation. And I have a sneaking suspicion that more and more Senate Republicans, in an attempt to save their own skin in the next round of Senate elections, whenever they're up in their cycle, will do whatever it takes to distance themselves from Donald Trump and may be even more willing to embrace Democratic-introduced legislation for the sake of positioning and posturing and distancing from Trump. Donald Trump does not care about the Republican Party. He could care less. All he cares about is himself. And these images and these videos of protesters in the Capitol yesterday, the woman shot by police, the three others who lost their lives in, as of right now, unspecified medical emergencies, that's on him. That's on him because he made relentless claims of voter fraud, which incited this mob. And even as the mob was breaching the Capitol, breaking down its doors, even as Republican officials begged Trump to issue a stern, strong statement condemning this violence, Trump dragged his feet over using the National Guard to take control of the situation and offered a weak AF statement, mildly urging people to go home, trying to make some attempt at backpedaling while still maintaining claims of voter fraud. Here it is.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election. but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
The statement is, of course, weak. I mean, of course, Trump has to urge people to go home, right? Obviously, as they have breached the Capitol. But the meat of this thing is still there. The claims of we won the election, right? And that's their whole motivation for storming the Capitol in the first place. And language like that energizes them. Trump's former Attorney General Bill Barr this morning said that Trump's conduct as a violent mob of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol was a betrayal of his office and his supporters, and that orchestrating a mob to pressure Congress is inexcusable. Several White House staffers have resigned since the events of yesterday, including First Lady Melania Trump's Chief of Staff Stephanie Grisham, who was previously White House Press Secretary, Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Matthews, Deputy National Security Advisor Matt Pottinger, Special Envoy to Ireland Mick Mulvaney, who was previously Trump's Chief of Staff. Others have resigned as well. Look, the only sure legacy Trump leaves is crippling the Republican Party, at least for the next 2 years and possibly more. What a disastrous way to end a disastrous presidency. And yes, this morning lawmakers are calling for the invocation of the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. Among these lawmakers is Chuck Schumer. Yes, Chuck Schumer said the quickest and most effective way it can be done today to remove this president from office would be for the vice president to immediately invoke the 25th Amendment. If the vice president and the cabinet refuse to stand up, Congress should reconvene to impeach the president. Frankly, I think that if Republicans want to distance themselves and their party from Donald Trump, which they absolutely should do right now in this moment, if they want a future for their own political careers and a future for their party, they might want to think about going along with that idea. One Republican in Congress, Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, did in fact this morning call for Trump to be removed from office. As you know, Twitter blocked Trump's account yesterday, and this morning, Mark Zuckerberg said that Trump will be blocked from Facebook and Instagram for at least the next 2 weeks until Joe Biden takes office. Speaking of which, this morning, as you know, at 3:45 a.m. Eastern Time, Congress confirmed Biden's Electoral College victory, the last step in the election process before the inauguration. And yes, Trump has acknowledged this, or at least is said to have acknowledged this. I don't know if he's actually behind the statement I'm about to show you, but in a statement put out on Twitter this morning by his deputy chief of staff, Trump ostensibly acknowledged that Joe Biden will become president of the United States on January 20th. The brief statement reads, "Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. I have always said we should continue our fight to ensure that only legal votes were counted. While this represents the end of the greatest first term in presidential history, it's only the beginning of our fight to make America great again." Really, Trump? Orderly transition? That ship has sailed, buddy, and that's on you. Anyway, folks, that's all I want to say about this right now. Obviously, the footage and all that is all over the media right now, and they can play it for you better than I can. But I just wanted to share my thoughts on the events that transpired yesterday. Frankly, I'm moving on from this moment, at least in terms of the content on this channel. So later today, I will be publishing on this channel an interview I did with someone who has a $500,000 a year business, a blog, and a course teaching people about how to grow and propagate succulents. Yes, she makes six figures teaching people about plants. She has a fascinating story in a very niche space. We talk about how she started her business, how she grew her business, how she created her courses. We talk about SEO. Her SEO game is extremely strong. She dominates her space by being keenly aware of searcher intent. It was a great interview. That will be posted later today at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you so much for watching, everybody, and I will see you then. Bye-bye.